Is this the Action Sims?
Oh, oh, charge a man! Charge!
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, it ain't so happy though.
How's the week been treating you?
Oh, crap. That, man, I tell you, man. I was supposed to be back home this weekend for the game and everything.
Right.
Finish up profit loss statement.
Still got you still out on the road?
Partner took a load, the guy drive the truck for.
Mm-hmm.
Took some loads up to Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
Damn transmission. Damn differential gearbox. Stripped out, damn.
Oh, no.
Down up here. Yeah, broke down up here near, shit. In between Chicago and St. Louis.
Oh, wow. You're way up there.
Yeah. Man, that shit pissed me off, man.
How long does it take to fix something like that?
The guy that I'm creeping to, thank God we got a little throw switch in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
On these trucks that if one axle gearbox go out, but it's not designed for that though. It
right.
It was designed for if one of your axles get it caught up in a mud hole or pothole or something, and it gets stuck and be spinning out.
Right, right.
Differential switch and all that forward axle will come into power,
mm-hmm,
and pull you out of that mess. And then you fold it when you get out of your jam, you're supposed to turn it back off, switch it back off.
Right, so it doesn't
run on that full time, but you strip out the deal. So I'm having to run 40 miles. I got a shop up that is talking real reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
The owner, he can't afford no freight by the dealership price.
Gotcha. Probably cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah, man, because see, they got a nationwide thing. If you get it fixed at one freight line and things go wrong again, you can take it to any freight line in there, correct? You're going to pay for that type of service.
Uh-huh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but you know, I had to find somebody cheaper, mom and pop. So I called this. I called around. Thank God for the Google and the smartphone.
Yeah, so that.
Found one up here in Litchfield, Illinois, which is on the way where I was going to take this bumper truck.
So is that going to delay your delivery, or?
Hell yeah, man. I was supposed to deliver yesterday. Yesterday. And she had me a pickup come back to Dallas.
Oh, wow.
Oklahoma ain't nowhere from Dallas. I'm going to be home for the game, finish up your private law statement, because my girl, she a computer geek.
Mm-hmm.
She created me a nice professional private law statement form.
Perfect.
All that shit, man.
Okay.
Office Depot was talking about charging up $60 for a 24-hour job. And she said, you want me to go home and see what I can do? I said, yeah, go home, computer geek. Go home and see what you can do. $60, man, that's damn much for all it is, the desktop publishing trick. So
yeah,
she went home and about mm-hmm. 30 to 45 minutes called me back and say, I text you that form. Yeah. I said, girl, you look like they're here, you can package these up and sell them the same way damn Office Depot be selling.
I was just about to say, you know, if you buy the software for that, you could probably, you know, crank it out in 30 to 40 minutes and save yourself another $45 or so. That's like highway robbery. They're trying to do that to you.
She keyed in or locked into the Word program that they use. That's like that she locked in with my
mouth. Right.
Signed that damn thing exactly the way I wanted it.
Nice.
When you get it, when we finally get it, how easy it is. Understand it. Damn, girl. You're all right.
I'm going to keep. Yeah, I'm going to keep you.
Yeah, that's what she be always telling me. You're a keeper. I said, damn, you're a keeper.
Yeah, you just earned your worth.
I said, yeah, she always telling me that. Boy, you a keeper, boy. You a keeper. Well, I be doing certain things that she never saw a man do, I guess.
Nice. That's what we got to do to keep them happy, you know?
Well, hell yeah. Shit, I know. I was raised that way, man. You please
me too.
Woman, you'll be happy. If you don't please that woman, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah, I learned that early on. Trust me.
That damn woman, your ass gonna be free. You gonna pay for it, goddamn. But that nagging and that damn bitching.
And they get methodical about it too, you know.
Well, that's why I was married 3 times already.
I guess four times the charm.
Yeah, she is too, man. She's all right. Good old Mexican girl, you know. But got a lot of patience.
That's
got
awesome.
Damn, she got patient for me and her folks. Like, I'm the one that use cuss words all the time.
Me too.
Airing out my laundry, dirty laundry. I've been with her now going about 3 years. I can honestly say, so I ain't heard that girl one yet.
Wow. That's impressive.
And I have pissed her off sometimes, and I was looking for it too. I was pissed off. She didn't come out of my mouth.
That's impressive.
Only words of wisdom came out that mouth. When people use words of wisdom on you, make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
I know. Because I was talking to you words of wisdom in the ministry as a youth pastor. You
right.
You feel like shit. The Bible puts it in, you will heap coals of fire on top of their head. Talk with wisdom.
Right.
Instead of try to retaliate with revenge, you'll retaliate with words of wisdom, you'll heap coals of fire on top of their head. In other words, you'll make them feel like shit.
That, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Makes absolute sense.
They'll be like, I treat you so bad. Why you treat me with all this love? They'll even realize it and admit it. I treat you like shit. You treat me like good like this. Why? Why? You heap coals of fire on top of their head, make them feel like shit.
Exactly. You know what? I've found also that, you know, if someone's being a real asshole to you and you just continue to be kind to them, after a while they're going to realize, why am I doing this to this person? You know, they're still really kind to me.
Making them feel like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
And you kill a 2 birds with 1 stone, actually.
Yeah.
Probably might have a hand in changing their attitude around it. God is pleased that he's very pleased.
And helping them realize.
The angels in heaven will be dancing. You flip somebody, what the Bible say,
conversion.
Yeah, conversion, yeah. Convert somebody, boy, the angels in heaven be dancing.
I believe it.
But you can only do it with this. But everything, I tell you, man, that wisdom is something else, boy. It's
absolutely. Real. Absolutely. Hey, Action, I don't want to take much time. I just want to check in with you, let you know I hadn't forgotten about you, though. Sorry that they had that breakdown.
Always a pleasure. But I'm glad I still got one axle I'm powering off of. But I pulled over here at the Love to Everwhere. I'm going to take me a shower and a shave, freshen myself up.
There you go.
And, you know, they always say speak those things that are not as if they were. I think it's going to turn out good. It ain't going to be so expensive of a work job to get it back on the road. So it starts with me. I'm going to clean myself up and shave and shower
up.
There you go. I got about another 25 miles to go, and I'm creeping 45 miles.
Oh, that's brutal. And then people driving by honking at you. What's he doing?
Yeah, but you know, like me, at least I'm still moving.
Yeah.
25 more miles before the shop, and I'll be there. But
gotta
anyway,
keep that.
Zach, you know, I love talking to you, and I don't want to hold you up from your business. And I appreciate you being persistent in calling and being a friend, man. You are a real friend.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Action. And when you get back into town, just give me a holler and then, you know, shoot that profit and loss over and then, you know, we'll go to work for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I need somebody to go to work for me, man, because I just got a thing from Vanstar.
Uh-huh.
They need 500 trucks.
Ooh.
I don't know if you ever heard of Landstar. Landstar, very famous truck company.
I've heard it, but not familiar with it.
Yeah, Google them up sometime. You'll figure out who I'm talking about.
Okay.
Landstar truck, you know, they got all kind of freight, man. They got dedicated all machinery, which is what I'm trying to do, general mod. And they got government contracts. You can haul tanks, Humvees, war machines, all kind of shit for the government. They got the contracts, man.
Gotcha, gotcha. So are you looking to get hooked up with them?
Yeah, man, because I'm learning that having your own authority, it's a headache. It's a pain in the ass because the big four then cornered the market. This is what they did. They deliberately did this shit. You know, the rich trucking companies, Schneider, J.B. Hunter, all of them, they cornered this market and squeezed the small man out of it.
Yeah.
So I admit when I'm over my head, I admit I'm in over my head. I'm a one truck and trailer guy, which would be probably be about, if y'all help me out, they're gonna be a two truck and trailer guy.
Yeah, that's our intention.
I'm still stuck with the other truck that broke down. I'm gonna have to fix that one up. And I see an older man for about $8,000 for it, and I'm gonna pick that one up and put me a driver in there, hire me a driver to drive it.
Yeah, and build towards a fleet.
No, I ain't gonna do that.
No.
I have too much. You see the problem I'm going through now?
Yeah.
I'm almost 50 years old, back. I'm tired of shit. But I'm not. You know, I'm a person that don't like to lose. I hate to lose.
Me too.
I'm a sore loser. I'm gonna make money out of this shit. There's money out here. I know it.
There is. There's money out there to be made, man. I'm telling you.
And so what I'm gonna do? I say, well, rich folks do it all the time. They go into good debt to make big money, meaning they go into reasonable debt. So I'm willing to get this dude another truck. If somebody help me finance, get myself out of this damn jam, and then along the way fix up my other truck that broke down, hire me a driver in it. Sooner or later, I'd be debt free, won't owe nobody nothing. Boom.
Hey, you won't have to be on the road either. You have people working for you.
Yeah, no, I won't be on the road. I'd be like, money be working for me instead of me working for the money.
Exactly, and you know we're gonna try to get you there.
Yeah, I'm gonna work with you and try to become a good client of y'all, and I'm gonna go ahead on that and get this other truck, this other equipment, and go ahead on start doing it. But yeah, pull up Landstar sometime, cause that's who I'm finna go with. Cause
yeah,
I know when I'm being over my head, and I know when I done lost. I admit when I done lost at the game, but I ain't lost at the game. But I know when I'm being over my head.
You're just
trying to join somebody that's strong.
You're just switching your game up. That's all.
Yeah, I'm going to join somebody that's strong. And then Landstar is a big-ass company, too. They strong. They part of that big boat. So, you know, I'm going to get in with them, run up under their authority. They got the damn contract.
Yeah, and you know what? And they can take on those headaches, the kind of stuff that you're dealing with right now.
And see, they got mechanic shops, terminals with professional mechanics.
Uh-huh.
And they probably what they do if I have a major problem, they're gonna get it fixed. They just take it out of my damn stuff. Give me a payment plan.
Right, that's right.
I like that shit. I'm on rolling. I can keep moving.
I like that positive mental attitude.
Yeah. But when you on your own, man, and you ain't got nothing, no contacts, so set up, man, and your best mechanic is way back home in Texas, man, you messed up.
Yeah, and then you start getting those sinking feelings, like, oh, man, what am I doing?
Yeah. See, then I come back, I hate to lose. I hell no, I can't, what do you call it, succeed to lose. What is it, success, what do they call that?
Being successful?
No. When,
succeeding?
When a candidate know he done lost, he just say, hey,
it's no, done.
I hate that.
No.
I hate that
shit. I refuse.
Yeah. But all right now, Mr. Zach, go ahead and take me a shower and shave, and like I say, when I get back home,
give me a holler when you get back into town.
Yeah, because I got nine, like I say, we only been in business 9 months now, 10 months now, it's October. But
okay.
You're going to get about nine statements.
Perfect.
Profit and loss from January to September.
Perfect.
That'll show our track record. Did we go forward with that?
Yeah, that should give us the snapshot of your business that we need to, you know, make the appropriate offer.
Yeah, there you go.
Alrighty. Well, you know, don't let me keep you getting that shower. Hopefully, you'll be able to catch the Cowboys game this weekend.
Yeah, man. Me and the wife, and she was looking forward to me because we were going to our spot, the tailgate spot where we normally go. And
yeah.
She know I get right. She enjoyed that rowdiness.
We all do.
Cowboys. Yeah, man.
It's going to be a tough one this weekend. I'm telling you, playing the Eagles are playing pretty tough.
Well, it's going to be the game of the week. Everybody's going to be looking at this game. Not
yeah.
Non-fans going to be looking at this game because it's the battle of
the new
quarterbacks.
Yeah, all the new kids.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great game. I hate I'm going to lose my tailgate interest there, but hey, I got to get this issue at hand. Who the Chargers got?
Oh, man, we got Denver in Denver.
Oh, man, y'all be able to get Von Miller. Them just shut Von Miller down. They shut Von Miller down. They got him. They got you.
Exactly. I'm trying to remain positive about it.
The new quarterback, he a good rookie now. He a good rookie quarterback, but he get flushed.
Yeah, he hasn't had, I don't think he has, he's been in the league, but he hasn't had much time as a starter. So, yeah, you're right. He does get flustered, and hopefully we can get to him pretty quickly.
Shut Von Miller down. If you shut Von Miller down, then you get to that quarterback. Y'all got it.
Yeah.
But if y'all beat the Dirty Birds, man, y'all ought to beat the Broncos.
That's my thought process. So we'll see. We'll talk next week, and we'll have to go over that stuff.
Yeah. All right, now, man. You had yourself a great one, and have yourself a may God bless your weekend, and we'll get at you.
I appreciate it. We'll talk next week. Take care.
Okay, now.
All right, my friend. Bye.